105.1 Channel Q, the new rock revolution. It's Naylor. And right now I've got the extreme privilege, very proud to be talking with Jordy White, the new bass player from A Perfect Circle. Thanks for joining us today, Jordy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm not quite new. It's been about a year.
Well, okay. Well, new to the lineup, at least.
Okay.
So, yeah. How did you end up hooking up with A Perfect Circle?
They were just friends, you know, from Los Angeles that I've, you know, known them all for years, and they just needed a bass player, and I was looking to do something, so.
Absolutely. Well, after your breakup from Marilyn Manson, were there any projects you had in between Marilyn Manson and your hookup with The Perfect Circle?
I was working on, there was a six-month window between leaving Marilyn Manson and joining The Perfect Circle, and I was working on another project, unnamed. You know, just wrote a bunch of songs with some people, and then I recorded a record called The Desert Sessions with Josh Holm from Queens of the Stone Age and PJ Harvey and Dean Ween from the band Ween, which is also out now.
Very cool. So was that a nice change from your writing duties for Marilyn Manson? Because you wrote a majority of the songs for Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Did it kind of bother you at all that you wrote a majority of the songs while Marilyn Manson got a majority of the press, or were you just more looking into writing actual good music instead of getting in the limelight?
It was satisfying enough to me just to, you know, make music and play shows, so it was never, you know, that whole other side of it.
So was it kind of frustrating to have to keep writing songs to keep up the Marilyn Manson image, where you kind of wanted to try new things out, and that's why the breakup happened, or?
Well, I mean, there's a million different reasons, but, you know, one of them was definitely, you know, being uninspired, writing under that, you know, the curtain of Marilyn Manson, whatever, you know, it was definitely wanted to do something new, and I didn't think we were doing that.
Is it kind of a nice change of pace to be writing with the members of A Perfect Circle? Is it kind of a more democratic process as far as the writing goes, or?
Pretty much more. Well, I did most of the writing and Billy does a lot of, you know, a lot of writing in this band, but it's definitely just more of a democratic thing altogether, you know.
So are you guys still getting along on the road now? I got the opportunity to see you guys when you were playing your small handful of shows before the album actually came out. Those were kind of a warm-up for the upcoming tour as well as to help promote the new album.
Yeah, we're getting along great.
Very good. How long did it take you to learn all the songs that you're playing on the current tour right now?
We rehearsed for about, you know, 2 weeks, I think.
For about 2 weeks? Cool. Well, so you and James Iha, former guitarist from the Smashing Pumpkins, are the two new members of A Perfect Circle. Have you guys had to deal with any sort of, like, hazings being the new members in the band, or?
No, not really.
Everyone's being pretty nice to you guys?
Yeah, it's been pretty smooth, actually.
Very good. Well, A Perfect Circle is going to be performing here in Ames at CY Stevens. It's a much smaller venue. It's about a 2,700 capacity. Do you like the intimacy of playing the smaller venues, or do you like the atmosphere of playing the larger shows like Ozfest and Lollapalooza?
I prefer the, you know, the arenas, you know, in the thousands than in the tens of thousands. It's a little more intimate, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What track on 13 Steps stands out as a particular favorite of yours?
It's like picking a favorite kid. I don't really have a favorite, to be honest with you.
So, as a matter of fact, I'm a huge fan of the album, and it's really hard to pick a favorite off of the album. I think everything on that album is fantastic. So, well, we're going to take a break right now and play a new song off the album. We're going to check out the new single, The Outsider. Is there anything you want to tell us about the song, The Outsider? Anything that holds any particular meaning to that with you? Or
it's good.
It's good?
It's good.
We're going to take a break and check out The Outsider, the new track from A Perfect Circle. We'll come back and chat with Jordy in just a moment. All right, that is the latest track from A Perfect Circle, The Outsider. You can check that out on their brand new album entitled 13 Step, which is in stores right now. And right now, I like talking with Jordy White from A Perfect Circle. Once again, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
How much input did you have on writing the album, coming into the album kind of late? Because I was looking at the liner notes, and it looks like some of the songs were still written by the former members of the band and some of them with the newer members of the band. How much
input did you... Yeah, there's a couple actually misprints on there. I was involved in a couple more other songs on that record that didn't get credit for on the first printing of the record. Okay. But, you know, it was just, you know, great for everyone to write songs, you know, everyone to contribute to it.
Who do you have opening up for you guys right now? Some of the opening lineups have changed from time to time.
So now we have a band called You're the Rabbit for a couple weeks, so I'm not sure who's going to come in after that.
Cool. So how is it playing with Ken Andrews? Because you guys are doing a cover of the Failure song, The Nurse Who Loved Me. Has there been any shining moments where Ken's popped out for that song?
It was the first night last night, so, you know, it's too
early to tell yet.
Beatles stage to you know, see what's going to happen with that.
Well, everyone in Central Iowa is totally looking forward to the show. It's getting really close to sell out right now. So, people, if you haven't got your tickets to see A Perfect Circle yet, it's one of the best shows you're going to see this year. I highly recommend you go out and check out the show. Tickets are really close to selling out right now for that show at CY Stevens Auditorium December 2nd here in Ames. Thanks a lot, Jordy, for taking your time to talk to us today.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much. Jordy White from A Perfect Circle right here on 105.1 Channel Q.